You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley.
Life's more interesting when you say yes. One day my granddaughter said to me, "I could never do that." I asked, "Why not?" "Well, I'm not brave like you." Funny thing is, I don't think I'm particularly brave. In fact, I'm often scared the first times I do something. Several times, I've had similar conversations with granddaughters and a couple of friends. Mind you, we weren't talking about adrenaline junkie kind of stuff, but things that would fall on the mildly adventurous end of the scale. For one, it was going tubing, even at a very slow speed. For another, it was roller coasters. She'd never even been on a small one. Snorkeling, for a good swimmer. One granddaughter was even afraid of learning to drive. And I've had some similar email correspondence with readers. "I don't want to take the boat into a slip. I don't want to drive the dinghy. I'm scared to let the boat heel. How do I get over my fear?" they asked. I am emphatically not making fun of anyone's fears here. I mean, I have a dog who isn't fazed by fireworks, but is terrified of eating from a white bowl. Fears have absolutely no logic. Everyone has a comfort zone, and some things just plain fall outside of it. I'm not sure you really do get over your fear. For me, it's a matter of pushing past it, deciding that I am going to do whatever it is. In short, I just try really hard to say yes to things that I find myself uncomfortable with. Most have ended up being fun. None have killed me, at least yet. And my comfort zone gets bigger with each one. My life has been much more interesting. Hence the phrase that's the title of this. Life's more interesting when you say yes. I say it to people frequently. Some things may require training. Others may come in baby steps. Some require just doing it. Sorry, apologies to Nike. Saying no is easy. Yes takes a lot more mental energy. But no can lead to regret in the future, while yes usually enriches our lives. I've talked before about being terrified on my first overnight passage, but I stuck with it and was rewarded by an amazing trip past the Statue of Liberty, the World Trade Center, this was pre-9/11, and the UN. And then, of course, all of our cruising experiences. I'm a strong swimmer, but my first scuba lesson was a disaster when I had to flood my mask. Total panic on my part. After class, I thought long and hard about quitting and decided that tons of other people got their certification. Damn it, I could too. I walked into the next class determined not to panic, and was amazed at how much easier it was. While I snorkel far more than I dive, the skills I got from being certified have greatly enriched my life. When we traveled in South America, I got the opportunity to paraglide, going in tandem with a guy who had just won an international competition for time aloft. I said yes, and then I nearly backed out as we went up the mountain to the departure point. But I stuck with it. I mean, the guy obviously knew how to keep the thing in the air, and I had a fantastic experience. Actually, Dave and I both really stretched our comfort zone just to decide to take that South American trip. I wanted to travel through the Andes. Dave absolutely hates driving along cliffs, and there are many in the Andes. Dave was keen to see the Amazon basin. I'm terrified of snakes, crocodiles, alligators, and piranha. And yeah, there were many of them there. We made a pact that we'd do a trip with what we both wanted, and we'd both grit our teeth as we hit the edge of our respective comfort zones. Admittedly, on the edgiest road in the Andes, Dave spent a couple hours sitting on the floor of the bus so he couldn't see out, and even had a beer at 8 a.m. But he loved our time in the Andean villages and trekking to Machu Picchu. My worst day had big snakes, crocs, and piranha all within an hour of each other. But I conquered my fear to the point of being able to take pictures of all of them and even jumped into the lake where the piranha were. Saying yes despite our fears and discomfort gave us incredible new experiences. But that's not to say there weren't times when we just hit the limit of yes. I never held a snake, and Dave couldn't bring himself to try paragliding. And that's okay. There are limits to expanding your comfort zone. It's not a failure to occasionally say no or not today. Trying hard to say yes doesn't mean you always will. But when you do, sometimes you end up having the time of your life.
Bonny Las Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonny Las is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonny Las Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnylascharters.com.
To make sure you never miss an episode of the Boat Galley podcast, become a Boat Radio subscriber. It's easy. There's lots of ways to do it. Just search for Boat Radio within your favorite podcasting app, and you'll find a subscribe or follow button alongside a list of the shows. Alternatively, go to our host, audioboom.com, and search for Boat Radio. At the top of the page, you'll find subscribe buttons for all the major podcasting apps, plus a link to our RSS feed. And don't forget to leave a review. The feedback is very important to us. That's all from the Boat Galley this week. Until next time, then.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.